Mr. Speaker, there was no need to remind me of the section.
No, I wasn't because reminding you. I was reminding the other members.
Yes. Mr. Speaker, because I will rise to the occasion. I will rise to the standard that you want to establish in this honorable house. And Mr. Speaker, it is indeed very gratifying to see today this parliament is operating within the ambit of the standing orders. And it is my intention to remain within that ambit. Mr. Speaker, having listened to the eloquence of the minister, of the member from Denry South, I rise to support the estimates of expenditure 2012-2013. My presentation will be twofold. One, I will speak to the heads in my ministry, and then I will speak to issues relating to the most beautiful constituency on this planet, the people of Soufré, Fonsé-Jacques. But Mr. Speaker, let me start by saying a special thank you to the people of Soufré, Fonsé-Jacques. In a fight, a political fight that is, where all the odds were against me, like David against Goliath, the people of Soufré stood out and brought me back to this parliament. And I have to be very grateful to them. And I say thank you. Mr. Speaker, the people of St. Lucia made a choice. And that choice was a very, very important one. Because, Mr. Speaker, our fair Helen, our beautiful country, from all indications during the last 5 years, fair Helen was sliding down a slope that would take us in decay and decadence into a real abyss. Every aspect of this country had been trampled. Morality had gone wild. Economic stagnation was the living order of the day. Social decadence, deterioration of physical infrastructure. This budget, Mr. Speaker, and the figures I will quote shortly, Mr. Speaker, represents the first steps in remedying those ills to which I spoke earlier. The estimates in this budget are targeted at specific policies, specific programs, and specific initiatives that will redress the impending disaster which this country was heading to. Mr. Speaker, in the estimates, page 7 in Roman numerals, a total of 62,931,600 was allocated to the Ministry of Social Transformation, Local Government, and Community Empowerment. That total is apportioned as follows: recurrent expenditure, 29,635,600, and under capital, 33,296,224. Under capital, the capital component, the amounts are apportioned as follows. Head 51-230, rehabilitation of community centers, an amount of $427,000. And sometime yesterday, Mr. Speaker, I heard a speaker on the other side lamenting that this amount was insufficient. What a member did not know is the fact that the whole policy of community centers is now being revisited. We have to do it, Mr. Speaker, because money is scarce, and we have to make the maximum use of the little that we have. And so, Mr. Speaker, in some communities, you would find one community center, one human resource development center, and a mothers and fathers group. And these three structures would remain underutilized for use. And there are a number of them in St. Lucia right now. There is one at Monsignor in Mogouge in Choiseul that is closed for almost 18 months. There is one at Mondidon that remains closed almost all the time. The question, therefore, is should we invest heavily in those kind of structures? And so that allocation will be used to do some repairs in the Daba Community Center, at the Saltibus Resource Center, at the PI Community Center. The member for Choiseul should be very happy. Marcus Garvey Hall in Choiseul, at Fonasho, in Castries, Cicero Community Center, the Babuno Community Center, Lager Community Center, the Belair Community Center to do some minor works there. The Dorado Community Center, repair of the roof. The Millet to do some general renovations. The Bhutto Community Center to do some major renovations. The Badenis to supply them. Badenis, that's what they're doing. They need furniture and equipment. Mr. Speaker, under item 51, establishment of beach parks, the Pigeon Island project, that is the project that is between the Grand Anse, Sandals Grand, and the Pigeon Island National Park. Mr. Speaker, if you want an example of how a project should not be implemented, implement one like the one that was done in that area. Mr. Speaker, it behoves me, and I believe somebody should pay for that project. That project, an amount of $1.1 million was spent on that project already. And the project is owing $500,000. And you need almost $200,000 to complete the project. Mr. Speaker, I told the board, do not pay any outstanding amounts until an audit is conducted to make sure that what is on the ground is value for the amount that is being requested. And it's a position that I hold, and I would like for it to be maintained. Mr. Speaker, under that same head, the amount is $882,233. We are looking at rehabilitating the Mon Lebai. And so we want to say to the people, those who operate, the vendors up there, to be a little patient. Almost immediately, between now and June, works should commence on that project to improve that Lebai. We want to complete the work which the previous administration started at Sabwisha in Choiseul. We want also to build a new Lebai in the Soufre area, an area called Kachime, where you can have the best panoramic view of the town of Soufre, and also in an area called Kolobet. We want to construct children's playground at Fort Benier in Soufre, at Grace VFR, and also at Cicero. Mr. Speaker, 51 community development programs, expansion of the after-school program. And the program right now is a very good one, where children would meet facilitators at different points, at the different locations, and they will be tutored, and they will be assisted in doing their homework and helping improve their numeracy and literacy skills. That program right now is ongoing in Cicero, La Marche-Chautel, Monrepo, Font-Rachat, Monchy, Wilton Siad, Wapatat, Sir Ira Simmons, and also Miku. The program, we hope to expand it to include Soufre, Vieux-Fort, Font-Saint-Jacques, Bexar, Bel-Air, Coolitown, Miku, Derisso, and Tiroche. Mr. Speaker, you will hear me mention Miku quite often, and there is a reason for that. Mr. Speaker, my ministry is about the alleviation of poverty, and the studies, the surveys reveal that Miku, having been located in the heart of the banana belt, today ranks one of the poorest or the poorest community in St. Lucia. And as a ministry responsible for poverty alleviation and vulnerability reduction, you must give attention to Miku. Similarly, Canaries and Anstley must get their fair share. And then Soufre, which ranked third, will get its fair share. The Kudme St. Lucie program, this is a program which looks at very, very, very poor people, giving housing assistance, food voucher, and a number of assistance to the very, very poor and very, 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 very needy. That program will supplement the book program which the Ministry of Education is offering. Under the BNTF 6, Mr. Speaker, the problem with BNTF is that it takes a long while to get the money, because the gestation period between application and actual receipt of the money ranges from anytime between 3 and 5 years. However, there's an allocation of 7,725,954 under this program, and this program will take care of water and sanitation for the vulnerable and the poor, education assistance to them, health and public facilities, access roads and drainage, physical welfare of the vulnerable groups, and also some measure of skills training. Mr. Speaker, under the HOPE program, an amount of $5 million is allocated, and it is under that program we are going to be looking at the construction of the HRDCs. And there is a paradigm shift. We want to change the concept of HRDCs into something I want to call municipal halls. A hall that will be able to accommodate government offices, library services, IT labs, theater and performance space, recreational space, a space for early childhood education, because there is an allocation for that program within my ministry, and also for the after-school programs to which I spoke a while ago. And we are thinking this year, whereas we may not be able to complete one this year, but we have a number of HRDCs or municipal halls that we would like to see constructed within this term. Forestier is the first one that I have. And no discrimination there again, Mr. Speaker. This is the language of the Labour Party of this government. Vieux-Fort needs one badly. Vieux-Fort South needs one. And Soufre has absolutely no place for you to keep a town hall meeting. In fact, the building which houses the Soufre Town Council is about to fall apart. The union has asked that the ministry finds alternative accommodation for the staff of the Sufre City Council. So early in this fiscal year, we will have to relocate the Sufre Town Council and then demolish the building in preparation for the construction of a new municipal hall. And I ask the workers there and the people of Sufre to be patient that this will be delivered to them. Mr. Speaker, there's an amount of $445,578 allocated for conducting multiple indicator cluster surveys. At my ministry, there is a research unit, and that unit is there to develop different instruments to capture data on the persons whom we want to assist. As we all know, we all are in the game. Everybody comes to you and they want plywood, they want this, they want that. The program will prioritize, and there must be a mechanism to determine who qualifies and who does not qualify. And so a number of surveys have been developed, will be developed to capture those who are really, really in need. We want to complete the Grosjean Human Resource Center that the last administration started. We want the Chase Gardens. We want to complete it, Mr. Speaker. And then I move very quickly to the STEP program. Mr. Speaker, all I will say at this moment, and during my contribution on the policy, I will tell you exactly what direction the STEP program is going, because STEP must never be perceived as a program solely directed at doing clearing roadsides. A number of speakers before me spoke to issues like single mothers and the elderly, and there is no reason why under a STEP program we cannot pay somebody to go and take care of an elderly person who has nobody to be in the house with him or her during the day. There is absolutely no reason why the STEP program cannot assist the farmers in chopping down the infected farms. Absolutely no reason. And I will speak more on that when... And we have a number of programs dealing with capturing data. Our ministry is grounded in science. Whatever we do, it must be scientific. We are targeting vulnerable and poor groups. And I cannot just look at the member for Denry South and say he's poor. That'd be a big mistake to have made, for sure. But I will need to administer the test to him and then know really and truly that he qualifies to benefit from the programs that I just mentioned. Mr. Speaker, the Boys Training Center is one that is very close to my heart. And so in this budget, we have allocated an amount of $310,500 to the program. That is very much insufficient, but it will suffice for now, because the whole intention is to build a juvenile rehabilitation center. The Ministry of Planning has identified a location, and they have, I can't remember that, somewhere in Denry. Yeah. And they have some designs, but right now we need to begin the consultation, working out on the location, and finalizing the architectural design and so on. And so I want to tell the manager of the center, who is so passionate about his work and who is so concerned about what happens at that center, I want to ask him to be patient. That the things he asks for, we are going to give him some of them. We're going to be painting. We're going to put the safety box. We are going to get some of the tools for him. We're going to repair the female toilet. We're going to do a number of the things that he asks with that little bit of money that we have. And I know he will understand that. Mr. Speaker, local government and community projects, $2,300. That money is intended to do community development projects, together with the amount that is in the Ministry of Finance, $2,300,000, $2.3 million. And every single one of you will get your fair share. It is not like the last time when some communities got, and I never got. It is not like the last time when projects up to $200,000 were being undertaken in some constituencies and nothing was happening in constituencies like Beaufort North, Beaufort South, Cicero, nothing. We are going to apportion the money equally. So each town or village council or constituency council will receive the same amount. But there must be accountability. You have to account for the money. We are going to give you $25,000 every quarter. You must account for it. Because, Mr. Speaker, there is an audit ongoing to find out what happened to thousands of dollars that went into some local government councils. Choiseul, for example, the Castries City Council. We want to find out what happened. And I want to tell members that in accordance with the piece of legislation we just enacted, very soon I'll be writing to all of you asking you to make your nominations to sit on the council. Remember, the act is also making provision for you as the parliamentary rep to sit at council meetings. This is the kind of transparency that we're talking about. I could not attend a council meeting in Soufré. But right now, every single one of us, including the member for Central Castries, who was opposing the bill, he can now go and sit at a council meeting in Castries and be part of the discussion and know what is happening in his constituency. That is the kind of trust, that is the kind of country we want to build. Respect for the wishes and the voices of the people. The people who voted for you, not somebody else. And in every respect, we have to treat you fairly, squarely, but you must make the effort and bring yourself forward and make yourself available to work with us. Approach me, you work with me like the member for Denry Sava. He has a little problem. I promised him I will try my best. I will tell the people, be patient, and I want to say to them, be patient. But it was your fault. Mr. Speaker, may I say that to you? In spite of that, it is the people. I will take care of them. Don't you worry. I want to say to the same member, those of us who travel along the East Coast Road, as you leave the Denry village and you cross the bridge, at the helping corner that is there, on the right side, there is a house there. And those of you who have seen that house, going to Beaufort, yes. That family there. And I'm going to charge the member of parliament together with the local government council to identify a spot for us to immediately get some assistance for that family. There are too many children living in that house, and you need to go there to see for yourself the deplorable conditions under which human beings like us are living. It's a sad, sad, sad story. As soon as you leave the bridge, the Denry Bridge, you go up the hill, there's a helping corner, the house. Yes. You were there for 5 years, you didn't do it. Mr. Speaker, the member for Castries is talking about a little allocation of $1.5 million for the Beaufort Square. Mr. Speaker, Castries is not St. Lucia, you know. Castries is not St. Lucia. They spent $1.7 million on Serenity Park. In the south of the island, we need the infrastructure. We need to enhance and beautify the towns and villages in the south of the island. The national cake must spread and reach the people in the south. They must be on boards. they must get a fair share of whatever SSDF has to offer. All the monies of SSDF was spent in Grozi Lane. That's not fair. And Castries North, where's MB? That's not fair, Mr. Speaker. So in these allocations that I just quoted them, Mr. Speaker, the people in the south of the island, especially the people of Soufre, will get their fair share, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, as I said, the policy to that underpin the allocations will be articulated when I have the next opportunity to speak on this issue. Mr. Speaker, in a nutshell, what my ministry is trying to do is to ensure that we have better community planning and needs assessment. That is why we have so many surveys going on. We have to build communities and empower them through development committees, empower them through local government council, empower them through youth and sports council. We are also thinking of employment generation. And that is why, Mr. Speaker, I just cannot understand, Mr. Speaker, that yesterday an allocation that was made in the budget of $45 million towards a program called NICE, that somebody would stand in this honorable house and condemn the program as contributing towards imbalance between revenue and expenditure. Mr. Speaker, there are times when a policy of deliberately creating an imbalance between revenue and expenditure is justified. It should not be the norm. If you want to ignite an economy, if you want to excite an economy, there are two ways of doing it. The private sector can inject the money, or government itself can inject the money. There is no money in the private sector, or both. So government must ignite this economy because they killed it. And so we're spending more jobs will be created. 35 million allocated for jobs. My ministry has a $33 million, and I'm certainly sure my ministry will create at least jobs in the value of over $1 million. Ministry of Agriculture will create some jobs. Ministry of Infrastructure will create more jobs. So at the end of the year, whereas there is that deficit, the economy is going to generate itself. People will work and earn income and tax, and the revenue is going to come back. You don't have to go to no university to learn that. You don't have to, it's simple. Simple economics. We cannot leave the economy comatose as it is. If we have to go into deficit financing, we have to do it. See what Obama did. What did he do? He bailed out all of the main sectors in the economy. What is happening right now? Employment is increasing almost every month. So what is wrong in us doing it? We are going to focus on policy development and research, and also human capacity development. I will speak to these specific objectives during the policy debate. Mr. Speaker, when I offered myself, I want to speak about my constituency now, Mr. Speaker. When I offered myself to represent the people of this beautiful constituency, Soufre Fonsechar, I vowed that I would wholeheartedly commit myself to improve the quality of life. I did so. I now have the opportunity to begin to do it. The last 5 years, I begged. Some of them gave me some help. Thank you, those who gave me. And some of them know that I did say farewell to them. Mr. Speaker, the people of Soufre must feel the better days. And I want to tell them the better days cannot come in 5 months. The better days will not come in 1 year. There are those on the other side who propagate. Where are the better days? We need to call on the conscience of the people and ask the people to be patient and allow our policies to unfold so that they can begin to benefit from whatever we are injecting in the economy. The reality is that, Mr. Speaker, we inherited a country that was in an economic mess. Deficit of, to the tune of over $275 million, representing 7.5% of our GDP. 2006, when we left office, there was a surplus on the current account of over $40 million. 2007, there was a deficit. 2008, there was another one. 2009, there was another one. 2011, it was still the same case. So I cannot understand why some people with a kind of pit bull tenacity bloating yesterday wanted to throw this place open about deficit. As though we are the ones going to bring deficit in the economy, when it was there all the time. You lived with it. You have created it, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, for my constituency, there's an amount of $12 million in the Ministry of Finance, Economic Affairs and Planning, and that amount is supposed to be used for constituency development. And it is my intention, when I get my share of that $12 million, I will complete the program, the project at Barron's Drive, and Mr. Prime Minister, Honorable Minister of Finance, the people of Quellas ask me to say to you, Mr. Speaker, I don't know if I can do that. They asked me to say to you, thank you so much for what you have done for them. They said, do not say it to you in private, say it to you when everybody can hear. So that amount, when we get our fair share, we will complete the project, and the people of Barron's Drive will be very, very happy. Construction of concrete road to Belvedere. Mr. Speaker, allow me to convey another message to the Minister of Infrastructure, for Infrastructure. The people of Soufre, they said that they're going to have a big party for you on the Soufre Square for the work that you have done in the community since you have taken office. When I see the work in the community, I ask myself, was there ever? He said, you can invade. And so, Mr. Speaker, out of that $12 million, page 504 in the estimates, Belvedere in Fonsaint-Jacques, an election project started there, they cannot finish it. We will finish the road going into Belvedere from the fair share that I'll receive from the $12 million. Also, in Chateau-Belair, another election project. Mr. Speaker, all over Soufre, a number of little projects started and they didn't finish them. But we said whatever they said, we will finish. In fact, some of these projects are even recorded anyway. And so, between the ministry, between my ministry, where there is an allocation under 51268 on page 507, there's a $3 million for a community development program, together with my whatever I will get from the $12 million, I will be able to do these three projects for the residents of these communities. Mr. Speaker, Soufre is supposed to be the mecca of tourism. Mr. Minister of Infrastructure, you have done a lot of work and we are happy. And we call on you to do some repairs to the streets of Soufre. Mr. Speaker, they are bad and terribly bad. I want to remind the Minister, Mr. Speaker, through you, that you've constructed retaining wall from Victoria. Wall by Victoria, wall by Ladera, three of them on the pass Palmis going to Colobet. Projects upon projects in Soufre, but the main one is to surface High Street, surface Church Street, Riverside Road, and High Street. I will tell you the name of the streets. High Street, Church Street, Riverside Road. The party might not take place. Mr. Speaker, I expect that the minister will continue in earnest the reconstruction and rehabilitation. Quarter mile from Electra to the bridge that was washed away. Mr. Speaker, the bridge at Crestland is well on its way. I believe that the designer and the original works were commenced by the previous administration, the minister sitting across on the opposition side. And that this Minister of Infrastructure, this hard-working minister, during a visit to the constituency, and he didn't come once, you know, Mr. Speaker. He only came once, but he has sent two teams of technocrats and engineers and QS people to see the community. Even though nothing has happened, I get comforted by that. Just the presence of the people on the ground, because it tells me that something is going to happen. You know what happened to Sophia after Thomas? This government received all of the money that they could have received from around the island, from throughout the world. They borrowed over $1 billion. And I was seeing nothing happening, but now I see things happening. I ask, where was the Minister of Communication and Works, S.E.T. Moore? Mr. Speaker, the main Sufre Bridge. I see the former minister coming down with the defeated Goliath, as though it was their money from their pocket that built the bridge. Mr. Speaker, they're coming around. I don't know if the minister has any investment in the bridge, but he's always there. Mr. Speaker, thank you, Mr. former minister, for the bridge. The bridge was built by your administration, but I was the parliamentary rep, and credit must go to me. And I have 3 letters from you telling me that you would do it. However, there are plenty cost overruns. And today, and when you spoke yesterday, you were very good, because you never said cost overrun. And you never said Rochemel. So you were good. But I want to say to you, the bridge has cost overrun. And we are going to, Mr. Speaker, and we are going to absorb it. We have to. In the interest of the people of Sufre. When the minister came down, he saw the playing field, Old Trafford, and he spoke to it yesterday. And then we have asked the same contractor to level Old Trafford so that the mountain that was there, the unsightly mountain, is going to be replaced by a nice, leveled Old Trafford, looking as good as the VG playing field. Well, that one is a variation in the contract, because there is a difference between a variation in the contract and cost overrun. You won't understand that. Mr. Speaker, the farmers in Fontajac, they have abandoned the fields because access road to Deer Ash. And the Minister for Communication and Work knows that. Farmer. They are not going there anymore. They abandoned their farm. And these are serious implications for food security in this country. The biggest plantation of dashing and vegetables, that's where it used to gather. And that road is inaccessible. And I am confident that the Minister of Agriculture, under the Agricultural Infrastructural Program, there's an amount of $15,599,071 on page 502, head line 43,259, that we will get some relief for those persons in Fonsejacques so that they can continue their production. Mr. Speaker, there's an allocation of $13,375,000. That's under 43,240 for bridges and culverts. There is a small bridge between Fonsejacques and Moka. And those of us who traverse and who go to Fonsejacques will know about this bridge. Mr. Speaker, a gentleman lost his life in that same area a few months ago. It happened because the river did some damage to that bridge. It needs a retaining wall, and the railings on the side need to be reinstated. And it needs to be restored. And a simple thing like that, the previous administration could not do it. To the extent it cost somebody his life. And that bridge is priority, Mr. Minister, through you, Mr. Speaker. The Deville Bridge, Mr. Story, Mr. Speaker, this is, and he's already laughing, because he knows. Mr. Speaker, I believe we should pass some legislation to send some people to jail when they don't do things properly. Mr. Speaker, the Deville Bridge, there is no record at the Ministry of Communication and Works for that bridge. There is no design that was approved. We don't know who was the contractor. We don't know who financed the bridge, but there was a bridge being built. And the bridge stalled. And the community is suffering. I don't know. I want, and only to find, when the minister came down with his engineers, the report is that the alignment of the support for the bridge is wrong. Because the river is coming at a part, I'm not an engineer, repeating what I heard. The river is coming at a particular angle. You put the pillar in an awkward angle that will not allow the water free flow. As a layman, I looked at it. I said, it's a shoemaker who is building the bridge. That must not be allowed to happen in this country, Mr. Speaker. We must not allow this thing to happen in the country. Why is that there is no plan for that bridge? No consultation. So, Mr. the Minister for Infrastructure, you have some monies, I said, the 13 million that you have. I want you to provide some short-term relief for the residents of Deville. And then whilst you were there, you did promise us a footbridge so that the school children going to school in Delce and the residents of Deville and Monlakwa can go to town and come back. We did promise that. I did write you subsequently to remind you that you did say that to me. Mr. Minister, I must tell you, when I'm representing my people, I'm serious about that, you know. Very, very serious about that. Mr. Speaker, to drive from Canaries to Soufre, just after you go down Kachime coming into Soufre, in the Colombet area by Sabi, you have to play a balancing act, because the precipice is looking at you, and if you have any height phobia, you might just end up collapsing and falling into the precipice. You did say that there is a geotechnical survey. The engineer was there. You did ask him what is the status of that survey. I'm hoping that they're working expeditiously to ensure that this survey is done, so that out of the $8 million that you have on the slope stabilization, $8 million in 43,270, you will do something in that area. But, Mr. Speaker, immediately.
Honourable Member, you have 15 minutes remaining to conclude your
presentation. That's sufficient, Mr. Speaker, and I'm happy you have survived. Mr. Speaker, streets and sidewalks. There's an amount on 43,277, and Mr. Speaker, the section of the road between the Soufre Comprehensive School and town, At 3 o'clock in the afternoon, you have hundreds of children congregating and walking slowly, and traffic going up and down the road. You need to be proactive. Let us not wait for a child to be hit by a vehicle. Let us build a sidewalk. It's not going to cost too much money. From a layman's perspective, I can say it's going to cost somewhere in the region of maybe $200,000 or a little bit more. So let us, for $200,000, let us save some lives by building the sidewalk and putting the protection, the barriers that you normally have by schools. Mr. Speaker, a street that I should have mentioned is Boulevard Street. So, Mr. Minister, please include Boulevard Street on the list of High Street, Church Street, Boulevard Street, Riverside Road. I will not add any more streets to it. These are even done. The mini stadium, Mr. Speaker, the youth development minister and I, we have been quarreling. My friend, we quarrel all the time. What he's saying to me, and it makes sense. He says to me, if SSDF could build VG, and SSDF is my ministry, why can't SSDF build? It makes sense, logical argument. You see, Mr. Speaker, my ministry is more about poverty alleviation. I want to take these monies and put it in the hands of poor indigent people. In Fumashore and Quenlas and Palmis and Miku and people in Canaries and Wilton Yard and Marchand, Wapatat and these areas. So eventually we agreed. He's going to help me with the resurfacing, and SSDF will build the perimeter wall. Today, no sporting activity can take place in Suffren, because Old Trafford cannot be used, and the Suffren playing field cannot be used at all because the surface is so bad. That's how bad it is. A town, yes. Mr. Speaker, I am looking forward to the minister to help me. Also, with the basketball court, I went to the Leon High School and I saw a court, and it has some kind of artificial surface. I believe that this is something we can do in Suffren. Once again, we will assist. You make a contribution. My ministry will make a contribution, and we can get it. And we need to do that, Mr. Speaker. The ministries must speak to each other, because there are programs in each ministry that will supplement each other, and we have to find them. When it comes for school books, and I want to tell all of us here today, when school is reopening, the poor people, the poor children in your community, do not be afraid to approach the ministry for the assistance. Education will give, we will complement what education is giving, and then every poor child in this country will be happy at being able to go to school with a school bag and with books in them. We must not allow our children to languish in poverty. Mr. Speaker, let me go very, very quickly. The Minister for Health spoke about the Suffren Hospital, $197,600 on the 510. Barron's Drive relocation project is an amount of $5,922,312 on page 506. I'm looking forward for this project to continue for the purpose of creating jobs for the carpenters and the masons and the tradesmen in Suffren. Mr. Speaker, the Moka housing project, there are some people who are suffering. It's a project that started to relocate those persons whose homes were totally demolished after Hurricane Thomas. The minister went there with me. It's a very beautiful project. Thank you for your side of it. We give you credit for it. We're not going to pay like you all. It was your project, but we want to finish it. And I feel that the progress is too slow, because in the meantime, those persons who are dislocated are paying rent. They're paying rent right now. They have to pay, and they're not working. Some of them had shops in those areas, and they were destroyed. So they don't have an income. They don't have a place to stay. And it's over almost going to 3 years since they were dislocated. And I'm urging, in fact, I had a meeting yesterday with the unit in the ministry, and they assured me that come June, about 11 units will be completed, And come October, the other units will be ready for people to move in. The Hummingbird Project. I will have 15, Mr. Speaker. This is a whole story. This is a soaps. Hummingbird Project. As you drive into Soufre, let me make it simple. As you drive into Soufre, you will see some work that started. Some blocks. Do you know that the Soufre Town Council and the Den Foundation spent $882,000 on blocks alone? Mr. Former Minister of Finance, I want to take you there so you can account to the people as to why you allowed that to happen. Your Minister of Communication and Work is party to what happened there. We now have to get about $1 million to complete the project. I told the foundation to go to the Taiwanese ambassador, whoever is there, and ask them to complete the project because we want them. No, they stopped. They gave them the money. They gave them $1 million. They spent 880 something thousand from the $1 million, and this is not even a quarter way. You see, if that money had gone through the consolidated fund, as we were asking, there would have been accountability. Architect, $65,000. Material, $156,000. Plumbing, $27,000. The foundation spent the money. The figures I'm giving you, these are figures I got from the foundation. That's why we have it already. And you are culpable because you are the Minister of Finance. I will, in due time. Water supply at Kolobet. I want to tell the residents at Kolobet, be patient. We first have to restructure Wasco. Wasco is in serious problem. What I want is for us to tap water, harvest the water at Kachime, and run the water along the Kolobet High Road into town. This is the new corridor for development in Soufre. You have about 3 or 4 small properties there. You have over 60% working in that area, and there's no water, especially now. They have to pay over $600 to truck water in that area. Mr. Speaker, the program SMILE, the one day they laugh at, the SMILE program to create jobs, our people of Soufre will get their fair share in that. Through the youth employment program, youth empowerment program, there is $500,000 allocated for that. We are going to benefit from that. Mr. Speaker, the Margaret Tutu Road and the project, I cannot say much about it right now. All I know is that attempts are being made to pay the landowners, that the people, I went on site and there were a number of technical people, architects and all kinds of land surveyors, and they were progressing, doing the preparatory work. I hope this project starts as soon as possible so as to create some jobs. There is $100,000 on the street lamps, 55207, 205, sorry, Mr. Speaker, and I hope that we can get lights between Stonefield and Ladera, and also lights between Kolobet and town. Mr. Speaker, there are two kinds of lights on the road. The yellow ones are those the Labour Party put. The white ones are those the former government installed. And you can see the disparity between the number of yellow lights and the number of white ones that we have. Mr. Speaker, I want to inform the people of Soufre through you, Mr. Speaker, that the Gros Piton Trail is going to be invested in the Soufre Foundation. There is one guy who is making all the money from the Gros Piton Trail, and he pockets the money and the community for which the project was designed. It was an INCO project. And the plan was to build a trail to the Gros Piton, employ tour guides, train them, build capacity in the community, and whatever surpluses that were made to give it to the poor people in the community. Instead, one person came and took it over, and the honorable member from Choiseul knows this person very well. He knows him very well. There was a project, I don't know why he turned contractor, Mr. Speaker, a project at Mont Gouge, a project that should cost $400,000, Mr. Speaker. The project ended costing $800,000. And SSDF had to pay $26,000 to put the steps for the project. And a member on the other side talking about deficit in recurrent balances. These are the issues Mr. Speaker, the Peter Management Area.
Honourable Member, you have 5 minutes left to complete your contribution.
Mr. Speaker. We want to make some economies. The Sufa Marine Management Authority, the SMMA, can manage the PMA. We are employing a manager with a salary of over $7,000, one for the PMA, one for the SMMA. And the volume of work each person has to do cannot match that amount of money that they are getting. So you can, like somebody, some speaker before said, combine the two portfolios and let it be managed by one person, and we save a lot of money, because I see there you have $450,000 allocated for that program. Canaries Jazz, we were approached, and the member for Canaries have asked the board to see whether they can provide some assistance for jazz to take place in Canaries. Sufra Jazz, similarly, they have asked for some assistance, and my ministry is looking at it, although we don't have any money left because they left the kitties at all the agencies. Empty, vid. Mr. Speaker, I want to thank the staff of the ministry for the assistance they have given me thus far and for helping me compile this, my presentation here today and the next time we meet. I want to thank the Minister of Finance for his understanding and appreciation what the country needs at that time, and to put a budget in place, although it will put a strain on our balances in the recurrent accounts. But you had to do it, and that is the difference. That is when you divide the men from the boys. And this budget must bring better days for a lot of people in this country. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ha ha ha.